Hello friends, we are on chapter 4. In this chapter 4, we are going to understand the first type of funded credit facility, that is cash credit. The objective of this chapter would to first understand what is cash credit and secondly, how a cash credit limit is fixed. Before we understand what exactly is the meaning of cash credit, we should be very clear as to who would be actually provided a cash credit facility. The answer to this is, cash credit facility is provided to a businessman for his business activities. And here we get the definition of cash credit as, cash credit is a facility given by the bank to finance the working capital of a business. A person, company needs money to buy goods to sell. If the company sells the goods on credit, it would take time to receive the money for the goods sold. And hence, the company would therefore need finance for the debtors also. And here comes the importance of a cash credit facility. The finance given to purchase goods, manufacture goods and finance debtors is known as cash credit, so that the businessman can complete his complete operating cycle with the bank's finance, and after selling the finished goods, whatever money he gets out of the sale will be used to repay the bank finance. And this is how the cycle keeps on rolling, taking money, producing, selling, recovering money, depositing money, and again this cycle goes and on with a regular review by the bank in a cash credit facility. So now we have to understand how much can the businessman take the facility. Here we have to see the word, a banking language word is, what is a credit limit fixed and how it is fixed for a cash credit facility. A banker fixes cash credit facility after taking into account several features of the borrowing concerns. Because when we saw in the first slide itself, cash credit facility is used to finance the working capital. So what all is required for a working capital that needs to be ascertained by a bank? And such things are the production, the sales, the inventory, the past utilization of such limits, etc. Generally, these cash credit limits are sanctioned on a year-to-year basis and are periodically reviewed. So the operating cycle for the entire year is studied, and the cash credit facility can have multiple operating cycles within a year, and hence a limit for the entire year is fixed. And based on that, the borrower is permitted to withdraw up to a certain limit for a particular operating cycle. Let us understand how the limit is fixed for a cash credit account with a specific example. Say for example, the time taken by a company to manufacture an item is 90 days. The time taken to sell is another 1 month. So the company is out of funds for 90 days plus 1 month. But here, the money would come up front. If the money comes on credit and the credit period is 60 days, the total time the company would be out of funds would be 90 plus 1 month plus 60 days. So the limit fixed would be stock for 90 days and debtors for 60 days, which comes to 150 days. Friends, now you have to understand one more specific term for cash credit. When we talk about limit, it is a total limit that is sanctioned for the entire year. And when we talk about how much can he withdraw up to a certain point, that is called as a drawing power. So drawing power has to be understood. After fixing the overall limit, bank needs to advise a drawing power to the borrower. That is how much he can draw up to a particular point of time. This is usually 60% to 70% of the current stock when it comes to slow moving and absolute stock being excluded, and 60% to 70% of the debtor up to 180 days who are considered goods. So when we say certain percentages only, which means the other form, other part of the requirement is to be brought in by the borrower as a margin. Let us understand an example of how a drawing power is actually calculated. Say a bank agrees to finance 3 months stock and 2 months of debtors. Sales are rupees 10 lakh, 12 lakhs annually, and the markup is 20%. Therefore, the value of the goods sold would be 10 lakhs. 3 months stock purchase price would be simply divided by 4, which is 2,50,000. 2 months debtors would be 2 lakhs. The total requirement would be 2,50,000 plus 2 lakhs, which is 4,50,000. And this is a requirement at a point of time, and the bank may agree to finance not 100%. As we have seen in the previous slide, there will be a margin which has to be brought in by the borrower. And if the bank decides to finance 60% of stock and 80% of the debtor, then the total drawing power can be calculated like this. Stock 60% of 2,50,000, which comes to 1,50,000. Debtors 80% of 2 lakhs comes to 1,60,000. Total cash credit sanction would be 3,10,000. So the borrower would be expected to finance the remaining, that is 1,40,000. And that is how a combined bringing of money from the borrower and the banker helps the borrower to carry forward his business. One peculiar an interesting point to note about cash credit facility is the interest that is charged on the cash credit. Here, the borrower can find an advantage on cash credit compared to another cash credit facility which we call as a loan. Because in case of cash credit facility, like in the previous slide we saw, the limit, the drawing power is 3,10,000. It is not necessary that a borrower will utilize the entire 3,10,000 in one go. He may want to withdraw small portion of that 3,10,000, which means only that money that has been utilized will be charged with interest. And only when the other part of the money is utilized, the interest will be charged only for those days for which it has been utilized. This is the biggest advantage of a cash credit facility, unlike a loan, because the loan, in case of a loan, the entire money has to be disbursed in one go, and the interest on the entire loan amount gets charged right from the first day for the entire tenure of the loan. So friends, the interest is calculated on actual amount utilized by the borrower in case of a cash credit. That is a balance at the end of the day, and this interest is charged on a monthly basis. What are the operations in the cash credit? Cash credit facility is given by opening a current account. Borrower is sanctioned limit up to which he may draw checks over and above his own credit balance, which means like a current account, it is not necessary that only the money that is withdrawn will be routed through this cash credit account. If the borrower has some money, he can deposit that money as well into this cash credit account. There are no restrictions as to the number of transactions, which is a specific feature of a current account. Now we are very familiar with the different types of charge that is created to secure the advance. In case of cash credit account, the stock always needs to be with the borrower, and hence the charge will always be an hypothecation. Cash credit account is financed against stocks, and the debtor stocks are usually hypothecated to the bank. In case of default by the borrower, the bank can seize the assets hypothecated and sell them to third parties to realize the amounts due. One more aspect or peculiar nature of cash credit facility is whatever facility that is provided to cash credit as a cash credit to the borrower needs to be utilized. And in case the borrower is not utilizing, then there can be a charge which can be called as a commitment charge levied on the borrower. Commitment charge is levied by the banks on the unutilized limits to neutralize the loss of interest on the funds unutilized. So a commitment is given by the borrower to utilize it, and if he is not utilizing, then the bank may levy a commitment charge on the unutilized portion of the limits that are sanctioned to him. Commitment charge exists for two purposes. Number one, to encourage a proper management of funds by banks, and number two, to bring about a better discipline in availing of finance by the borrowers. This requirement to levy a commitment charge on utilized portion, unutilized portion, was withdrawn by RBI, but banks are advised to evolve their own guidelines to ensure credit discipline. What are the advantages of cash credit accounts? The most important advantage is flexibility and convenience. Borrowers can recycle their funds efficiently and minimize interest charges by depositing all cash accruals in the bank accounts, and thus keep the drawals at the minimum. Lesser cost of funds to the borrowers and better turnover of funds to the banks, as banks maintain only one account for all the transactions of the borrower, repetitive documents is avoided. Like advantages, there are various disadvantages also of cash credit. Since the limit is fixed once in a year, it gives rise to the practice of fixing larger limits than it is required for most part of the year. Secondly, borrowers misutilize the excess available times of credits restraints. And thirdly, if the needs escalate due to the increased data stock due to increased sales, clients experience difficulty, and it is often difficult to check the end use of funds, and it is possible that funds may not be properly utilized. Thank you.